Welcome to Health Insights by this podcast. To listen to our Spanish version, please skip to minute 18. Bienvenidos a Health Insights by this podcast. Para escuchar nuestra versión en español, por favor brincar al minuto 18. To a new episode of Health Insights by this podcast. This is a space to talk about technology, medical solutions, and innovations in the healthcare field. My name is Emily Gonzalez, and Ruben is very sorry that he's not here with us today, but I have a very, very special guest for you guys. It's Fernando Vivieca, our Caribbean DIS Medical Engineering Director. Hello, Fernando. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Emily. Thanks for receiving me in this podcast. I'm pretty happy that I can share with you the new thing we have in our DME department in this stage of our career.
I am also very, very excited to have you here. And in the light of evolution and innovation that it's part of today's podcast, we always start with a very special question. And today is not exception. What is the most traumatic makeover that you have ever had?
You know, first I like to say that I truly and deeply believe in that we need to renew ourselves every certain time, because the tools that help us today probably won't help us in the future, because world change. And sometimes there's small changes, sometimes there's big and important makeover. I can talk to you now, and I'm so proud to mention I have lost recently 53 pounds.
Yay!
Yeah, yay! You see, yay, but you don't know what happy I am with the change I have made in my body. I have before 22 years fighting with the weight. I go to every kind of doctor. And this is a very special lesson for me, and I want to share with your audience too. It was not until May last year, when I have an important health situation, where I decide to take the situation on my hands. And after 22 years, the need to happen is that I decide, let me read by myself. Let me investigate by myself. Let me research about how does my body works. Then I begin. Again, to do this, then of course I respect all the doctors. I made all my analytics and I make a follow-up with the doctors. But finally, I found the way to lose weight. And now awesome. I'm so happy that I'm on the road to have the body, not only because the shape, but that's important also, of course, yes.
Yes.
You know, I'm single now.
Okay.
And then I also need to keep my health. This is a very important thing for me. I can tell you this is for much the most important and great makeover I have had in my life.
Thank you, Fernando. And indeed, we have seen it. The audience cannot see the difference in your shape, but we, your coworkers, seen it. And we're very proud of you and very happy for that change that you have made for your health and also your shape. And in our audience, ladies, he's single.
I can send my CV.
So in my case, the biggest makeover, the most dramatic one, was when I dye my hair pink.
Yeah. Why pink?
I love the color pink, and I feel so empowered and so amazing having my pink hair, and I would love to do it again. And it's like a season, because when you put this fantasy colors hair dye in your hair, every time you wash your hair end up differently. So it's a constant change and it's a constant renovation. It's not just doing one time. And it was a great experience for me, like every week seeing my hair in a different tone. And I will definitely do it again. So, as we said, this episode is about renovation, and we are so excited because we just renovate our podcast. We started with Analytics for You podcast, and in our episode 99, we renovated to Health Insight by This podcast. This experience lead us also to another renovation in our this medical engineering department, that it wasn't the name of it. So let's talk about this change. And we are super proud to inform everybody of this change on our branding. So tell us a little bit more, Fernando, about this change for you.
You know, the first thing is that we recognize, learning from you, that the image is very important. So what we show, it gives a message to the audience. It gives a message to our customer. And usually the customer call our engineer the technician. And sometimes I say, no, we don't have technician, we have engineers. Well, yeah. We talk about that because in our market, and I need to mention is our market, because the cultural factor is very important. We need to recognize this. We don't have technician, we have engineer. But when you see a screw, probably you have in your mind only a technician that will go mechanically to solve something. We have a very high technology, really. We don't only have technology, we have a highly trained engineer worldwide. We also have a very high medical technology in our hands. So I can mention this have the most experienced and trained engineers in MRIs and CT in all the Caribbean area. So the new image that you help us to that send the right message to the customer, it shows about innovation, talk about technology, talk about the thing that we can offer out, that we can do for our customer, not only to repair their machines. So also we are there to innovate, to provide solution, to make suggestions. Lot of customer only buy the machine and have a great doctors, you have a great technician, but they don't know, and they don't need to know more about the biomedical market, the biomedical technology. Some of them have one or two. They must have three biomedical engineers with them, but most of them doesn't have. So we are here to provide not only support, so guidance in our market, so they can be more profitable in the operation.
Awesome. And we came from the brand Your Service Team, and now it's called This Medical Engineering. And that change for us in the marketing standpoint, we started viewing our engineers as part of our clients. And this change not just give the engineers the power that their profession gave them, but also the medical brand. We expanded from 3 to 6 product lines, and now we have more than 30 product lines in our hands, and our engineers are always getting new training and new capabilities to get on top of these technologies, and that is very commendable of you guys. What is the objective of medical engineering department for our clients?
Provide solution. We have realized in the time we can be as good as we think, but finally the customer value is the solution, is to have their equipment working 24 hours continuously and properly. But also, and a very important thing, is to innovate. As I told you before, we want to go there, we want to keep their equipment up today, we want to keep their equipment with the right maintenance, but we want to also let them know we have, for example, now we're having application contract. That is a new product that help the customer and guide them to take the most profitable operation of their product, of their machine. Now we also have engineer seeing all around the equipment, and probably a customer. Let me provide you an example. Let me give you an example. We had a customer that have a CT using like a 3 tooth every 5 years. And one of our engineer told them, hey, what do you think if you put a better air conditioner unit? And I must tell you, the room, it was under the factory specification, but they made some arrangement on the road. And now the customer is only using 2 x-ray tooth by 5 years. That means a cost saving of around $92,000.
Wow.
So they're saving a lot of money because we're now innovating. Our business is the excellence. We know the excellence is not a short-term profitable business, but yes, a long-term profitable business.
Indeed. And that is impressive how our engineers can rely to our customers and identify these things and these aspects that can also provide them with a better resolution or a better usage of their equipment. And I'm going to tell myself a question and answer it myself.
Yeah, because if you made the question to me, I will send
you,
it back.
You will send it back to me. And it is about the new image of our this medical engineering brand and what are we looking to convey in this image. But first of all, I would like to give thanks to Josue Palacios. He's one of our these medical engineers in Guatemala, and he was the one who came up with the name. Something that we do at this, and it's very important for us, is the sense of community and the sense of team. And we ask our engineers to give us the ideas and of the name of the new department. And Josue came up with this medical engineering, and we embrace it. And from a marketing standpoint, also kudos to our graphic designer and webmaster, Cesar Ferreira, who was the one that put together this new image, and that is very, very compelling, and it's very into our this world. Has our colors and also has a very catchy icon. So thank you, Cesar. For us, the most important thing is for our customers to identify us everywhere. If people see that logo, if they see our engineers identified with our colors, it's something that from the marketing and branding standpoint is very important for us. And we are always reaching for that excellence and reaching for that level of commitment from our working community.
You know, I like to add something to you because usually I'm an engineer. As in my previous chapter, I'm an electronic and industrial engineer. And usually most of the company have the engineering department or technical department or the support department, like a side department that the guys are there.
But the guys in the field.
Yeah, you understand what, okay.
Okay.
But we have the advantage in our organization that the founder took the right decision when they give us the correct prominence to our department, the right place to the service department, understanding what the service field leaders in the world say. I love to say this, the quote from Tony Alessandra. He say, to be impaired in terms of quality and price only take you into the market. Service win the game. I love this quote because,
Indeed. Yes,
that's what we see now, not only in our marketing, whole the market. When you will buy something, you appreciate, you value the service you receive buying this product. I'd like to add you this, and thanks to Cesar and all your department for help us to project, to present the right image that we have.
And that reminds me of, give us please a little summary about the department best practices, because we know we get all those amazing experiences and moments that the service team wins the game. So we would like to know a little bit more about that.
The first I want to mention is ethic. Ethic is our business. It's so easy as we are a biomedical engineer, super training, to say things that are not precisely right, precisely true to our customer. But the ethics is our business. So we face the customer with the real situation. When it's an easy trouble, we face it with an easy solution. And when it's a hard thing, we let them know also. That's the first thing I want to mention. The other important and best practice is that we are always worried about to keep all the equipment up to date. We perform updates to all our equipment. That let us have a customer that can believe that the most, that can take as advantage we have on the market as we are providing them. What I mean, I'm sorry. If a product, if you buy a product from us, let me give you an example. If you buy a product from us and you probably go to China or go to Australia or United States and you see a product like you with the same configuration, you will realize that you have the same version, the same update than that product in whole the world. And that's something our customer value. Another very important practice that I want to mention is that we keep, we're very jealous with the frequency of the maintenance on all our equipment. Not only the big equipment, so the smalls too. I can mention also that we provide face-to-face relation with the customer. We don't only send the engineer to work with equipment. We also go to the administrative staff of our customer and let them know what's happening with their equipment and what they can do in addition, what must to be done so the equipment take a long to be replacement, and that whole thing. Again, I want to mention solutions.
Awesome, Fernando. Thank you so much for giving us these best practices, and also thank you, and we recognize and value all the effort that come behind all the hours that our engineers and our customer service representative put to our customers and give them that excellence in service. To wrap up this episode, please tell us what is the commitment of our engineers in the this medical engineering department.
Excellence. Excellence is the big commitment we have. In what? Repairing the equipment? No, anything. Since make us more repair until to read that right in form. Now, our engineers, we have different level of engineer, and I always talk to them that we don't only repair equipment. We are professional. We are full professional. We know how to talk with the people. We know how to dress. We know how to guide a technician in the operation with equipment. We know where to say, when to say not, given a moment, given a days, so that I can investigate these things. But all that we do is with excellence. So the customer probably, and I have 100 history, I can tell you. Sometimes we don't have the solution on our hands, but the approach we have with the customer, give to the customer the convention, get to the customer the right thought that we really are on the way to solve their trouble. We believe in that, and we always are worried to project the excellence in all our tasks.
Thank you so much, Fernando. Thank you for joining me in this episode. And thank you all for listening to this podcast. If you're interested in reviewing or receiving information for any of our products, or you have any question, please contact us at diss.com or subscribe to our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, or TikTok, and to follow for more. And thank you so much for listening today. See you on another episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Gracias por escuchar nuestra versión en inglés. Ahora vamos a escuchar nuestra versión en español. Bienvenidos a un nuevo episodio de Health Insight by This Podcast. Este es un espacio para hablar de tecnología, soluciones médicas e innovación en el sector salud. Mi nombre es Emily González y Rubén se disculpa por no estar conmigo en este episodio, pero tenemos un invitado súper especial. Es Fernando Vivieca, nuestro director de This Medical Engineering en Caribe. ¿Cómo estás, Fernando?
Excelente. Muchísimas gracias, Emily, por invitarme nuevamente al podcast de This.
Este es un episodio donde vamos a hablar sobre renovación, así que como siempre, vamos a empezar con lo que es nuestra pregunta especial. ¿Cuál ha sido el cambio de imagen más dramático que has tenido?
Bueno, yo te puedo mencionar que, entre tantas cosas, básicamente mi peso. Yo recientemente he perdido unas 53 libras aproximadamente.
Lo podemos notar, lo podemos ver.
Sí, después de unos 22 años bregando con el peso, yendo de doctores, haciendo todo tipo de dieta y todo lo demás, quiero compartir con tu audiencia no solo el tema que perdí peso, sino que vino de la mano con una enseñanza también. El pasado año me vi en una situación de salud importante y veo a los doctores y me ofrecen una solución que durante 22 años tampoco me había funcionado, solamente que esta vez mi situación de salud era un poquito más complicada. Y me molesté con lo que me pidieron que hiciera y tomé el toro por los cuernos y me puse a investigar. Yo no soy doctor, pero hoy en día la información está bien abierta. Me puse a investigar, me puse a ver qué cosas podía hacer. Por supuesto, me hice acompañar de doctores que me puedan orientando, que no conocieran mi caso, y seguí las analíticas que tenía que hacerme, hice las revisiones que tenía que hacerme. Tomé esto en mis manos y hoy en día voy camino a tener una forma que es la que yo deseo, y sobre todo un tema de salud, a cuidar mi salud para tener mejor estilo de vida en general.
Excelente, Fernando. Todos lo hemos notado, así que muchas felicidades. Muchas por gracias. Hacer este cambio. En mi caso, yo creo que el cambio más dramático que he hecho ha sido el color de mi pelo. A mí me encanta tener el pelo rosado, prácticamente fucsia, y cuando lo hice por primera vez, me sentí súper poderosa, me sentí súper feliz. Y también este tipo de colores de fantasía en el pelo se va yendo cada vez que uno se lava el pelo. Entonces, cada semana tenía un tono de pelo distinto y esa sensación de transformación constante, pues me mantuvo sumamente entretenida y es algo que definitivamente volvería a hacer. Ok, entrando en materia, estamos súper orgullosos de informarle a toda nuestra audiencia que ya lo está viviendo con nuestro podcast, que tiene un cambio de imagen. Pasamos de Analytics for You Podcast en el episodio 99 a Health Insight by This Podcast. Y asimismo, pues nuestro departamento de servicio era llamado antes Your Service Team y acaba de pasar a tener pues una renovación total de imagen y ahora se llama This Medical Engineering. Cuéntanos, Fernando, ¿cómo surge este cambio para este departamento?
Este cambio surge a partir de la idea donde quisimos expandir la imagen, expandir lo que realmente hacemos en el cliente, que no solamente vamos y reparamos tus equipos, sino que ofrecemos soluciones en general. El CEO de nuestra corporación trajo a mí unas ideas que estuvimos dando forma, y esta parte del fruto de esto fue pasar de Your Service Team más allá de servicio, ofrecemos soluciones integrales para todos nuestros clientes. Así que agradeciendo primero a ti que nos ayudaste con toda la imagen, a los colaboradores de toda la región, especialmente nuestro amigo Palacio de Guatemala. Venimos de movernos de Your Service Team, que continuamos siendo su equipo de servicio, pero también somos ahora Your This Medical Engineering Team.
Así es, y de verdad que es un honor y un orgullo para nosotros tener esta nueva imagen y ver cómo crecen nuestros departamentos. Y algo que ya hemos discutido muchísimo en el podcast es que DIS como corporación se mantiene siempre innovando y siempre realizando cambios. Háblanos un poco, Fernando, de cuál es el objetivo del Departamento de Ingeniería Médica de cara a nuestros clientes.
Proveer soluciones integrales. Es básicamente dar al cliente una imagen muy clara de que nuestros ingenieros no solamente están para ir y reparar sus equipos, sino que son asesores con quienes ellos pueden contar para eficientizar la operación de sus equipos, para poder tener espacios más correctos de operación para beneficio de ellos como para sus pacientes, de que nosotros podamos no solamente proveer al cliente con unos contratos, con unas asesorías, sino también para poder colaborar en el éxito de sus operaciones. Me gustaría aportarte Un ejemplo, tuvimos un cliente que utilizaba unos 3 tubos de rayos X cada 5 años. Y un ingeniero nuestro fue, vio el área, y el área estaba dentro de los parámetros correctos de operación de fábrica. Sin embargo, hizo unas observaciones respecto al sistema de climatización de ese cliente. Y hoy en día tenemos un cliente que en lugar de comprar 3 tubos de rayos X cada 5 años, está comprando 2 tubos de rayos X. Con un ahorro de aproximadamente $92,000. Y eso es lo que nosotros queremos hacer con todos nuestros clientes. Poder ser innovadores por llevar soluciones a ellos. Nosotros creemos en que nuestro negocio es un negocio de profit, no al corto plazo, sino al largo plazo. Por eso pensamos que la excelencia y la honestidad y la ética son herramientas que van siempre de mano para la solución de nuestros clientes finales.
Así es, Fernando, y eso se refleja a lo largo y ancho de nuestra organización en todos nuestros departamentos. Esta es una pregunta que es más para mí que para ti, pero la voy a hacer como quiera. ¿Qué buscamos transmitir con esta nueva imagen? Yo creo que...
Te tengo que rebotar la pregunta definitivamente, sí, porque el experto en imagen eres tú.
Se queda conmigo. Asimismo, como mencionabas, le damos las gracias y reconocemos la labor de Josué Palacios, que fue quien ideó el nombre This Medical Engineering. Les comparto pues a nuestra audiencia el proceso en el que incluimos a todo el departamento de This Medical Engineering en su momento, departamento de servicio, para que dieran las ideas. Desde el departamento de marketing, pues vivimos en esta comunidad laboral de This, donde... pues somos sumamente inclusivos y abiertos a las ideas de todos los departamentos. Luego de recibido el nombre, también quiero felicitar y pues reconocer la labor de César Ferreira, nuestro diseñador y webmaster, quien nos hizo varias propuestas con iconos que llaman la atención, con los colores de This, y si hay algo que nos representa y nos caracteriza como marca, es que vivimos en un mundo de marca muy homogéneo y muy uniforme a lo largo y ancho de todas nuestras filiales, y eso es gracias a la colaboración de cada uno de los representantes de This y de cómo pues han abrazado la marca, y esta imagen de This Medical Engineering pues no es diferencia, es... buscamos una marca minimalista y a la vez una marca elegante, una marca cercana y, pues como decía Fernando, siempre buscando transmitir excelencia. Ahora sí, una pregunta para ti. Danos, por favor, un resumen de esas mejores prácticas del departamento.
Quisiera comenzar mencionando que la ética es lo primero nuestro. Tú sabes, es muy fácil para nosotros como empresa que tiene ingenieros altamente capacitados en el área biomédica a nivel mundial, los mejores en varias de sus áreas aquí en el Caribe, pues inventarnos cualquier historia siempre con los clientes, pero la verdad es que nosotros tenemos como norte la ética en todo nuestro trabajo, porque a largo plazo es lo que el cliente va a poder valorar y es lo que nos representa también a nosotros como corporación. Quisiera mencionar también la excelencia, pero no solo la excelencia cuando me siento a reparar un equipo, sino la excelencia en todo el flujo de comunicación, la excelencia en el trato, la excelencia desde yo poder ir a reparar un equipo pequeñito hasta yo redactar un informe complejo, desde yo hacer un acercamiento al técnico que atiende el equipo hasta hacer un acercamiento a los dueños del centro. Esas son prácticas que nosotros tenemos y cuidamos muy celosamente. Al mismo tiempo, quiero mencionar también que mantener los equipos actualizados, realizar los mantenimientos a tiempo, son aspectos de los que nosotros somos muy celosos, porque sabemos que el impacto de no tener esto pendiente va a llegar no solamente a nuestro cliente, sino a los usuarios finales de nuestros equipos, que son los pacientes, que es su vida.
Indiscutiblemente, Fernando, el tener ingenieros capacitados en las diferentes áreas, pasamos de tener 6 o 7 líneas de producto a ahora tener 30 líneas de producto, y contar con ingenieros capacitados locales en cada uno de nuestros territorios, que se viven actualizando todo el tiempo con entrenamientos, con acercamientos, con entrenamientos entre ellos, y la convivencia de departamento internamente, pues yo creo que marca también una gran diferencia en nuestro departamento de ingeniería. Ya para cerrar, y yo creo que lo has cubierto, pero para recordarle a toda nuestra audiencia cuál es el compromiso de nuestro departamento This Medical Engineering con el mismo tenor, pero ahora con nueva imagen.
En This Medical Engineering tenemos como foco la excelencia. Como dices, lo había mencionado, y es lo que queremos proveer. Quiero añadir en esta parte que no solamente la parte externa, sino procuramos que la parte interna del departamento también sea un ambiente agradable de trabajo, que tengamos excelencia en el trato interpersonal. Créanme, y lo digo para tu audiencia, de todos los centros médicos, todos los doctores, el ritmo de vida de un ingeniero biomédico es algo retante. El ritmo de vida de todos los que integramos el departamento de This Medical Engineering es retante. No existen horas, no existen días feriados, pero si logramos tener esa cohesión, ese compromiso con nuestra labor, esa excelencia en cada cosa que hacemos y ese entusiasmo internamente, podamos lograr entregar al cliente un producto, un servicio que es nuestro producto de satisfacción total para ello. Excelencia en cada paso, en cada reparación, en cada correo, en cada documento, en cada palabra, es el norte nuestro.
Muchísimas gracias, Fernando, nuevamente por compartir conmigo y con nuestra audiencia este espacio. Gracias por compartir tus experiencias y te deseamos muchísimo éxito ahora con esta nueva marca This Medical Engineering. A toda nuestra audiencia, si les interesa recibir más información sobre nuestro departamento de This Medical Engineering o tienen cualquier pregunta, nos pueden contactar por diss.com o suscribirse a nuestras redes sociales. Estamos en Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube y TikTok como This Imaging. Muchísimas gracias por estar conectados con nosotros y estén atentos a próximos episodios. ¡Hasta luego!
¡Hasta luego! Mm-hmm.